Small talk. You were never normal, Skye. You were always more interested in twisted things like Sleek than real people, or monsters like the Infiltrator. You've kept him alive, haven't you? Kept who alive? He said, his expression as strained as Constanza's. The Infiltrator. She looked at him with narrow, suspicious eyes. If it even happened that way. Where is he anyway? There are 100 places you could hide something like that aboard the Santiago. One day I'll find out, you know. Put an end to whatever sadistic little experiment you're running. The same way I'll eventually prove that you framed Valdivia and Rengo. You'll get your punishment. Skye smiled, thinking of the torture chamber where he kept Sleek and the Chimeric. The Dolphin was several degrees less sane than he had ever been, an engine of pure hate that existed only to inflict pain on the Chimeric. Skye had conditioned Sleek to blame the Chimeric for his confinement, and now the Dolphin had assumed the role of devil against the god that Skye had become in the Chimeric's eyes. It had been much easier to shape the Chimeric that way, giving him a figure to fear and despise, as well as one to revere. Slowly but surely, the Chimeric was approaching the ideal Skye had always had in mind. By the time the Chimeric was needed, and that would not be for years to come, the work would be done. "I don't know what you mean," he said. A hand rested on his shoulder. It was Ramirez, the leader of the Executive Council, the ship-wide body with the power to elect someone to the vacant captaincy. Ramirez, they were saying, was very likely to be Balcazar's successor. "Monopolizing him again, Constanza?" the man said.
"We were just going over old times," she answered. "Nothing that can't wait, I assure you."
"He did us proud, don't you think, Constanza? Other men might have been tempted to give those fellows the benefit of the doubt, but not our Skye."
"Not him." "No," Constanza said, before turning away.
"There's no room for doubt in the flotilla," Skye said, watching the two bodies dwindle. He nodded to the captain, lying in state in his own cooled casket. "If there's one lesson that dear old man taught me, it's never to give any house room to uncertainty." "That dear old man," Ramirez sounded amused. "Balcazar, you mean?"
"He was like a father to me. We'll never see his like again." If he were alive, these men would be lucky to get away with anything as painless as asphyxiation. Balcazar would have seen a painful death as the only valid form of deterrence. Skye looked at him intently.
You do agree, don't you, sir?
I wouldn't pretend to know.
Ramirez seemed slightly taken aback, but he blinked and continued speaking.
I had no great insights into Balcazar's mind, Hausman. Word is he wasn't at his very sharpest towards the end, but I suppose you'd know all about that, having been his favorite.
Again that hand on the shoulder. And that means something to some of us. We trusted Balcazar's judgment, just as he trusted Titus, your father. I'll be frank. Your name has been bandied about. What would you think to...
The captaincy?
No sense in beating about the bush. It's a bit premature, isn't it? Besides, someone with your own excellent record and depth of experience?
A year ago I might have agreed. I will probably take over, yes. But I'm not a young man, and I doubt that it'll be very long before questions are being asked about my likely successor.
You have years ahead of you, sir.
Oh, I may live to see Journey's End, but I'll be in no position to oversee the difficult early years of the settlement. Even you will no longer be a young man when that happens, Hausman. But you will be much younger than some of us. Importantly, I see you have nerve, as well as vision.
Ramirez glanced at Skye oddly.
Something's troubling you, isn't it?
Skye was watching the dots of the executed men dissolve into darkness, like two tiny spots of cream dropped into the blackest coffee imaginable.